This is Blind Geek Zone podcast number 2 for February 25th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back for another podcast this week. I've been working all week, so haven't had the opportunity to do too much with the website. Did add a few links to it yesterday, but other than that, I haven't had a chance to do too many audio recordings. Actually, I haven't done any audio recordings this week. There are a few things I'd like to get to, such as doing a demo of Thunder and NVDA. Both of these are free screen readers. I've played with Thunder a little bit, but not enough to do a podcast yet. But hopefully here in the next week or so, I'll get both of those installed and be able to give them a good look. And then be able to come back to you all with some recommendations.
You have mail.
I got a router this last week, a wireless router, so I've updated my networking here at home to, well, it's mixed. It's wireless and wired still, but that's been quite a challenge, and I intend to do a recording for that here real soon about all my adventures with getting that done. That was really interesting and had quite a few problems actually, but everything's running good now. I did have a problem this week that a member informed me about. My podcast link, my XML file, had a problem with it, and it was working fine with Juice, but it wasn't working right with the accessible podcatcher from WebIE. And I realized that quite a few people do use this program, so I thank you, Gordon, for letting me know about that. I was able to get the XML file fixed, and hopefully in the future that won't happen again. But if anybody notices a problem with the podcast feed, please email me and let me know. Thanks, Gary, for letting me know how to fix the XML file. Otherwise, it would have taken me forever to fix it. He ran it through Internet Explorer, and it came up with a invalid character on a line, and that pointed me right to it. So thanks, Gary, for helping me get that fixed. That way I can make sure that, you know, everybody that wants to get the podcast feed can get it. I realize that not everybody is using Juice, so, you know, I'm sure there are some other podcatchers being used out there, and I want to make sure that everybody has opportunity, you know, to get the podcast that wants to get it. So thanks again, Gordon, for letting me know about that. And let's see, what's next? Vista. I'm still hoping to get some kind of an evaluation copy of Vista soon to try and install on my system. Not sure how I'm going to pull that off yet. I keep hearing that there's free evaluation copy of Vista on the Microsoft site, but I've not yet been able to find it. A friend of mine has the Microsoft Action Pack subscription, which gives him Vista as part of the subscription. May let me use a copy of it temporarily to get it up and running here and just evaluate it for 30 days without using a key or anything. And I may be doing that real soon. I'm not sure when that's going to happen, because that may involve quite a few changes here on my system to get that going. So, not sure when that's going to happen, but just wanted to let you know about it, and hopefully I'll be able to do that. I was messing with Goldwave here this week. I list member Lenny was asking me a question about recording from LPs into Goldwave, and he had several conversations via email with Chris at Goldwave, and that shed some interesting information on how we can get peak levels out of Goldwave, how we can get the information so we can tell what our peak levels are. I hopefully will get that all figured out in the next week or so, and we'll do a recording demonstrating that. So that should be interesting to all of us, that you know, I'm always interested in what my levels are, and I'm sure many of you are too. So hopefully I can get to that soon. I had a donation to the website this week, and by the way, it's my first donation to the website, and I wanted to thank the individual that gave the donation. It's very much appreciated, and you know, if anybody would like to give a donation, if it's $1, $2, $5, whatever, it would be very greatly appreciated. Currently, the donation fund I am working on is going to go to getting an actual copy of Vista to use here, so that I can start doing tutorials on Vista for everybody. Once more people start getting involved with Vista, that's going to be important. So, you know, if anybody wants to give a donation, I would really appreciate it, and it will go to a great cause. And thanks again to the person that gave a donation this week. And about the only other thing I wanted to say is I wanted to say hi to Andy Leach, who is a Freedom Scientific sales rep out of Dayton. He was in Akron this week at Vision Support Services of Akron, where I work, and he came in and was trying to get he was trying to get Vision Support Services set up with a so they could sell JAWS, and he had found out I was there, and he wanted to meet me. It was nice meeting you, Andy, and glad you like my podcast, and hope you and everybody else will continue to listen to them. That's about it for this week. Sorry this has been a short podcast, and there's not a lot of substance to it, but hopefully this coming week I will have some more free time to work on things and get some more audio tutorials out to all of you. So, that's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question, or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928 at hotmail.com, and that's RHARMON928. My email address is rharmon, RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.